No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this TGI Friday, January 13th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. And what has been a world... How do you describe this? I mean, a crazy week for news, dominated by stories about the incoming president. Of course, lost in the rough and tumble of the national news cycle, a story with profound impact for Texas, which has been witnessing a surge of Cubans coming to the U.S., nearly all wanting to take part in a program initially designed to counter the communist threat by offering eventual legal resident status to any Cuban who makes it to the U.S. border, the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy. With the warming of relations between Washington and Havana of late, Texas border cities and refugee services have been overwhelmed by a record number of Cuban migrants, worried that the policy would soon disappear. Well, late yesterday, that happened without much fanfare, which may be why the announcement seemed to surprise so many. Victoria DeFrancesco Soto is a professor in the Department of Government at the University of Texas, Austin. Professor, welcome to The Standard.
Thank you, David.
Surprised by this announcement yesterday?
To be honest, I'm not. We all saw that it was potentially coming when we saw the normalization of relations between the Obama administration and the Castro administration. Most of us were saying, okay, so something's got to give with the immigration policy toward Cuba. We didn't know when it was going to happen. I've got to say I am a little surprised at the timing so close to the end of his administration, but it makes sense policy-wise. He didn't want to rock the boat before the election.
But this is a policy that goes back to, well, I guess in a way, it's a modification of a policy that goes back to the old Cold War era Lyndon Baines Johnson years, I suppose.
Absolutely. So in 1960, we had the Cuban Adjustment Act. And this was essentially, as you said, a Cold War policy because Cuba, in being aligned with the Soviet Union once Castro took over in 1959, the U.S. wanted to protect itself against Cuba, against having a communist country in its backyard. Mm-hmm. So it said, hey, Cuban refugees, come to the United States. It's part of a larger foreign policy. You get here, we're going to expedite your residency. Within 1 year, you will get legal permanent residency and fast track to citizenship. And that rolled along for a number of years. And then in 1980, we had the Mariel boat lift, where about 100 to 200,000 Cubans came over, a lot of them criminals, a lot of them mentally ill, and public opinion started to change against that. And at the same time, the wall was getting ready to come down. Fast forward to the early 1990s, we saw another flood of Cuban refugees coming, known as the Balsero phenomenon. And this is where President Clinton, Bill Clinton at the time, said, okay, now we got to do something to change this. This isn't right. And this is where we saw in 1995 the revision of the Cuban Adjustment Act and what we knew as the dry foot, wet foot, that if somebody is intercepted in U.S. waters who is Cuban, they are sent back to Cuba.
But if they make it all the way to U.S. shores, well, they become residents of the United States.
Yes, under the wet foot, dry foot. But as of yesterday, that is no longer the case. So Cuban immigrants are going to be seen in the same category as Mexican immigrants or Venezuelan immigrants or Panamanian immigrants. Any immigrant coming from Latin America, there is no longer a privileged status for Cubans coming over.
Let me ask you, but just sort of on the sociological level, has there been friction here? I mean, basically, Mexican Americans, a lot of them in Texas, feeling that preferential treatment was being given to Cubans and they shouldn't have received such treatment?
I would say it was a simmering resentment. It never came really to a head, but we saw in conversations about immigration frustration that Mexican immigrants, Central American immigrants weren't able to get the status that they needed, while Cubans essentially got a free pass. We saw these differences play out in Congress. For the most part, Cubans and Mexicans at the congressional level get along. They agree on a lot of policy. But this was the one policy that really started cracking that coalition of Latino policymakers. We saw the border, the Texas border Democrats, really breaking ranks with the Latino Republicans out of Florida, which they usually get along with most things.
But on a larger level, how does this change the immigration conversation, if at all?
So what's so interesting is that this change is in line with the Trump worldview of restricting immigration, of having a smaller immigration footprint in the United States. So on the one hand, that's great for Trump and his administration. But on the other hand, Trump has also said he doesn't agree with the normalization of relations between the United States and Cuba under the Obama administration. So in trying to turn back that normalization, mm-hmm. does he try to retweak the immigration status of Cubans? I don't know. My hunch is he's just going to kind of ignore it and let it be.
Victoria DeFrancesco Soto, she is a professor in the Department of Government at the University of Texas, Austin. Professor, thanks so much for taking time to speak with The Standard.
My pleasure, David.